Unpopular opinion, Ash Pollard. Okay. I know. But Channing Tatum, he's in Australia at the moment. So he announced yesterday or something that they're coming to Australia with their Magic Mike live show.
Let's do it.
Riding my phone. He was on the project. Our man Tommy Little was chatting to Channing Tatum.
In your stripping career, did you put something so there was no unsightly bumps? Did you have anything? Did you stack the jocks?
No, it was just, this is what it was.
Oh, God, I wish I could fill out a pair of jocks.
Oh.
Was he an actual stripper?
Channing Tatum mania has hit Australia.
He wasn't a stripper before.
Well, he was in the
movie. He was a dancer, wasn't he?
He was a dancer. He was in the movie Magic Mike. Our producer, Matt, was telling me he became famous as a dancing janitor. Is that right? In a movie or something? What was the movie you were talking about this morning,
Step
Maddie?
Up. He was also...
Oh, was that...
He was in Coach Carter too, wasn't he?
Yes. I remember him in Coach Carter. He was in the basketball team. That's right. Anyway, Channing Tatum's in Australia at the moment, and they're coming live, and all the ladies were losing their minds yesterday. I saw a few in Melbourne that I know that went to the show.
Yeah.
Just going mad for Channing. And I thought, and I'm not one to judge someone's looks, but when someone's put into the sexiest man alive category and it's always debated about Channing Tatum, I thought, unpopular opinion by me, but Channing Tatum, not that hot. Discuss.
Oh, I thought you said disgust.
No, discuss the topic.
Oh. Okay. For the first time, I might have to agree with you.
Okay. Oh, you're not.
He's not my cup of tea.
Right.
To me, he sort of looks a little bit like Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. I get that he's probably hotter than me. There'll be people going, Gordy, what are you talking about? It's Channing Tatum. But I just thought, in my opinion, I was just like, oh, I don't know. Everyone says he's the sexiest man alive.
I think what the issue is, and I've just jumped onto Google Images.
13, 12, 16, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Should
we do a Pollard poll?
If you want to do a Pollard poll on if Channing Tatum is hot or not, then let's put it out there. 13, 12, 16.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
Is Channing Tatum hot? Yes or no, simply.
Ladies that froth on him. Jamie loves him. Latin.
Channing Tatum. Okay, Google image. I like it when he was a bit younger because his face looks a bit like Botox-y now.
He changes a lot. He changes.
And I liked when his hair was sort of a bit longer.
This is so shallow of us to debate whether
Channing... He was... Yeah, we are very judgy.
Well, no, but this is what people do. And normally it's directed at the ladies, so it's about about time a bloke had a run at this.
I don't fancy him as an actor. I don't believe he has great acting skills.
Okay.
But I believe he's an amazing dancer.
Good dancer.
That's what's hot. It's really hot when men know how to move.
Right.
Like, that gets me. You're a bit of a prawn, but you can move on the D floor. I'm all yours.
You're all yours. Well, I'm sure if you walked into the room... Maybe if we saw him in person, we would think, whoa.
Also,
I see what they're talking about now.
Let's give away for our callers this morning. Best caller.
Yeah.
A Loom beauty voucher.
Let's go to Kelly at Charmhaven. What are you saying, Kel?
Oh, absolutely. 150%. He can leave his shoes at the end of my bed any day.
So he's hot, Kel.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Absolutely. It's everything about him. Him, his... his demeanour, his body, his everything.
Just everything.
What about the uneven teeth situation? That gets me. He's got like Bugs Bunny teeth.
Yes.
Yeah, my friend mentioned that last night. I was like, we just can't be friends. Like, so there's nothing about him that I would not have.
This is mean. I take that back. I can't even believe
I'm not trying to be mean here by any means, and I know Channing would not care what I have to say. All I'm saying is that I feel
it's an
unpopular opinion by me to say I don't see
I need to get off this bandwagon.
I just don't see the
hype.
Yeah, but obviously you do, Kelly. And let's get it.
This is my partner, but
your partner doesn't see
maybe
it either.
Maybe it's a jealous thing.
Maybe it is. Yeah,
could be. Absolutely, it has to be. Yeah.
Let's go to Donna.
Don't want to be in the same category.
Well, Kelly, hold tight there because let's go to Donna at Berkeley Var. What do you think, Donna?
He does nothing for me. I'm with you, Ash.
Okay.
Does nothing for you.
Okay.
No, and even back in the day, they used to say Brad Pitt was the hottest man alive.
Well,
did nothing for me either.
No, I get the Brad Pitt thing. I can see why he's one of the best looking guys.
I mean, he's handsome. Look, they're both handsome, but like they're not giving me the zing.
No, me either.
Mm.
Let's go to Carly at Tuggeranong on 13, 12, 16. This has fired up the ladies this morning. Good morning, Carly.
Oh, good morning, Gondi. Morning, Nat.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Hi, Carly. Hot or not?
Hot or not? Hot.
Hot as.
Hot as.
Oh, he does it for me.
So it says here he's just short of the sexiest man alive. So who do you put above Channing?
Oh, I can't even remember the name. I totally blanked.
He's that hot, he's made you go blank, whoever it is.
I'll tell you who the hottest man alive is.
Who?
Who played Bane on Batman?
Oh, Tom Hardy.
Hottest man alive!
He's underrated, Tom Hardy, isn't he, for a lot of people? He doesn't get mentioned a lot, but...
Because you know why?
Yeah. I'll put it out there now, Tom Hardy, not hot.
I'll put it out there now. Even though he's got that bung tooth, he has a bung tooth.
You like that?
What is wrong with me? I have double standards, is what I do.
I think we all know that.
Tom Hardy's divorce! Oh, what a
good day! Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. Hit 101.3.